The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. The Signs of the Coming of the Son of Man. December 29, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Many great signs have been given to this generation, yet all have went greatly ignored by the multitude. Yet those who are mine have clearly seen. For those who truly know me, rejoice in the truth, and embrace my correction, and strive always to walk in my ways, glorifying my name without ceasing. For they shine like the sun at noonday, even in the height of summer. Yet understand this. These signs are but the first of many, and shall continue, increasing by measure, until the time be fulfilled. Then shall the Son of Man appear, clothed in the brightness of his glory, a brilliance which has no equal. Even the blind shall see. Behold, I called to the sea, saying, Rise up, churn, and bring forth a terrible wind. Go ashore, increase in height, and make a great noise. Blow like the voice of the Almighty, and release a great deluge upon men. Move all things from their places, break apart, and destroy. Cause this people to flee in fear, that they may now call upon my name. And still those who dwelt near the shore did not call upon my name in sincerity, nor in truth, nor did they repent of their evil deeds. Behold, three more times did I call the sea to rise up and come ashore, causing that which had lessened to regain strength and return once again. And still the people did not awake. Their eyes remained shut, their hearts hard and unyielding. Indeed, the multitudes refuse to give me glory. And oh, how quickly they do always return to their sin, as they seek to fortify their rebellion against God. Therefore the seas shall become angry, the earth shall rumble and quake, and the waves shall continue to crash, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Behold, even the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and the world shall seek to become one, as it is written. Yet I tell you, there is a sign greater than these. For all creation obeys my voice. From the deepest depths to the highest peaks, to the rocks which lay upon the ground. From the multitudes of insects, to the animals of the field, and those which fly above. From the waters of the sea, to every living creature which dwells within them, great and small. From the winds of heaven, to the stars above. All creation obeys the voice of the Almighty. Yet with man it is not so. For the heart of man remains hard and unyielding. And oh, how he sets his ways in stone. For in his arrogance he refuses to listen to the word of God, nor will he accept my correction. And because of his pride he remains unwilling to heed the call of the Most High. Yet I tell you the truth. That which is made of stone shall break, and that which refuses to be broken shall be crushed beneath the weight of the cornerstone. Yet that which is laid atop it shall be broken, and refashioned, made new. Thus a heart made new in the Lord is the greatest sign of all. For the whole earth is set under my authority, obeying my will without question. Whether upon the land, or in the sea, or in the heavens above, all things obey the voice of the living God, save man. For to him alone did I give the will to choose. And what is life without love? And what is love, without the free will to choose love? I tell you the truth. A gift commanded is no gift at all. Yet a gift accepted is where you shall find life, love, and salvation. Behold, all shall be moved from their places, that the eyes of the prideful might be opened, and the ears of the arrogant unstopped, that all might repent, and return to me. Therefore watch, for the time has come, for the will of God to be made manifest, for the earth to tremble and quake, to spew its fervent heat. Now is the time for signs in the heavens above, and in the earth beneath, for the judgments of God to be poured out, for the wrath of God to fall from heaven. Therefore, come out from among them, and take refuge in me. For I am your only shelter, your only sanctuary from the storm, says the Holy One of Israel.